Good morning. In the way of announcements this morning, draw your attention to the back of the bulletin. In particular, the upcoming pop-up food pantries in Marlette on December 29th at the VFW Hall, 9 o'clock. And also, we have some birthdays this morning. Brandon Bowlesby, Zach Turno, Jeff Mavis, and Dylan Bittner have birthdays this week. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God bless you, happy birthday to you. And for anniversaries, Norton Linda Schramm, and Jim and Judy Harding.
How many years?
You'll have to ask her. How many years, Linda?
57.
57, she says. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. And as Pastor would add, and many more. Yes.
How many years for Judy Wiley's anniversary?
What?
How many years for Judy's anniversary?
How many? 60. In case you're wondering, I'm just waiting for us to go on air. Yes, he's been at home resting for some time. We're glad to have him back with us. And he's sitting back there now guarding Marion's purse. Already did birthdays and anniversaries.
Okay, good. I have an announcement, but give me a minute here. Hope everybody had a nice Christmas. We're not on the air yet, so that's good. Got about 2 minutes, they say. Let me catch my breath. Those stairs still like to get me. Those of you that have emails and have read your emails, those that haven't, with a broken heart this morning, I'd let you know that Bob Stoliker passed away yesterday morning. And we will be getting details. I'll be with the family tomorrow as we make decisions. But we're talking about maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Funeral will be here with a dinner afterwards. I will need help with a dinner. If you can help, please see me so that I know how many I have. And continue to keep Marilyn and Suzanne and the family in prayer. Now today is going to be a little different day. You've got a half sheet. If you notice on there, it says Bishop Bard. Bishop David Bard is our bishop for the Michigan Conference, as well as the Minnesota Conference. He bishops for both. He thought it'd be nice to have the district superintendents, we're all in different districts, to be able to give the pastors a break after Christmas Eve. So he will be bringing us words, and each district superintendent will be reading scripture, and they have chosen a choir from each of their districts to bring music. So it will be the bishop, the district superintendent music, a district superintendent music. But the whole video isn't for the full hour, and we're on the radio, so we're going to have things beforehand and things after. As time allows, we'll do a few Christmas songs after. So I am glad to have you all here. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. And let's enjoy an educational piece, as we know who our district superintendents are of the Michigan Conference. And as we hear other choirs, what they look like, how big they are, how small they are, what they have to offer. And then as well as our regular worship. So,
welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, and share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. And I am Lynn Frisbee, worship leader for this morning.
Minds and hearts as we prepare for worship.
Please stand, if you're able, for hymn number 211, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you. pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to us as a child, a babe, lying in a manger. We thank you for this greatest gift that you have given to us. And now as we praise your name and worship you, may we give you all honor and glory. In the name of the babe, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. And today's a special day for two young ladies that you've watched grow up in the church. So I'm going to have Cherokee and Cheyenne come up. And as they're coming up, they graduated from college. So come on up and I'll read as you come up. Cheyenne and Cherokee graduated from Saginaw Valley State University on December 17th. Come all the way. Each with honors, graduating magna cum laude. Yes. Cheyenne graduated with her bachelor's in elementary education and mathematics and will be long-term subbing until the end of the current school year. I saw that in the paper. Congrats. She plans to obtain a permanent position at an elementary school in the area. Cherokee graduated with her Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice. She will be attending law school beginning next fall to study criminal law with the goal of completing her JD and practicing as a criminal defense attorney. Wow. Cheyenne and Cherokee work both on and off campus during their time at Saginaw Valley State University and were involved in many organizations and activities across campus, including Cheyenne with the Michigan Educators Association and Cherokee with the Organization of Black Unity. Wow, congratulations, ladies. So I have something for you. Congratulations. Absolutely. So, congratulations. Actually, I'll give hugs. Yeah, I'll give hugs. I love hugs. Yes. I am so proud of both of you, and we wish you the best of luck. And I know you're going to be in the area, and you're moving to
Arizona.
So that's why they made sure we get this in today, because I didn't know when you were leaving, and I knew today would work per grandma.
Yeah.
So I am so proud of you. You know, when you're back in the area, hopefully we'll see more of you, Cheyenne, but when you're back in the area, please come and let the congregation see you. And I think you have my phone number. Keep in touch. Blessings. Congratulations. So with a little different in our order of worship, the ushers are now going to come together this morning for our morning offering. And for the doxology. Son, Holy Spirit, We give out of our love for you, as you've given us the greatest gift. Accept these gifts that they may be used for the ministries of this church and in the community and throughout the world. In the name of the risen Christ, amen. We are going to sing, Sing We Now of Christmas, 237, verse 1 through 4. Joined my life. Isn't that precious? It's very precious. These kids are so amazing. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we have come, we have celebrated your birth, Jesus. Now we gather as your children, here to continue to worship you and honor you. We pray that we can continue to go and share the story of Jesus Christ. He is a born. He is alive. For he died but rose again. For that we just give thanks and are so grateful. We are so blessed. Continue to watch over us. To build our team and unity of the congregation and the community, that we come together and share your love. We pray for those that we have lost, Lord. We ask that you bring the families comfort and peace. As we say goodbye, we pray, Lord, that we can continue to share the memories, that we can laugh together and cry together. And that we will never forget that we can give them to you as they are now in your hands. That they can rejoice even as our heart might break. So, Lord, we're here to serve you. But hear our cries. In the name of the risen Christ who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our choir is going to sing Bethlehem Boy. These beautiful plants are wonderful, but you really can't see the choir real well. So the altos are going to go this way, and the sopranos are going to go that way. And I think Lynn is going to stand in the middle. So, Bethlehem Boy.
Could you be?
special message from Bishop Bard.
Merry Christmas, Michigan United Methodists. I hope you have experienced the joy of this season with the good news of God's love coming to us in Jesus deeply, profoundly, and often. I hope this morning's worship service will be another time when that good news touches your heart and soul. As a conference, we wanted to offer a special morning worship service for this Sunday after Christmas. It is a traditional service of lessons and carols proclaiming in word and music the joyful message of Christmas. Each of our 9 districts provided readers and musicians for this service, and I am grateful to all who have worked to bring this worship experience together. I invite you to join me in prayer as we begin. Let us pray. Gracious God, the story of Christmas is full of sweetness and light, and many of us bring to it warm memories of Christmas's past. Gently falling snow, the smells of a feast, a special gift, family gathered. So nice is all this that we are often tempted to wrap the story up and store it away like some precious ornament. Yet this is not just a once-a-year story to be unwrapped with decorations or gifts. This story is meant to give us courage and resilience for all of life, day in and day out. You are a God who comes near not just when all is well, but also when life is hard and the world seems out of order. You come near to enfold us in love and to help bring to birth in each of us new life and new hope. You come near to give us courage to work with you toward the birth of a newer world. We are here to receive you. We are here to be changed. We are here to share your light and love with the world, telling the story in word and deed from mountain and valley. As we worship today, in word and music, enfold us in your grace and empower us by your Spirit. In Christ. Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known.
Oh. Hear these words of comfort and hope from Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, verses 7 through 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy. For in the plain sight they will see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 through 21. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Sleeping. is he in such mean esteem? Where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sin. This silent word is pleading.
This Christ, the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
The fourth lesson, Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth. Young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our Lord. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of horn. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs implore. And floods, cross hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs.
Same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory.
Now, every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor.
Shepherds kept him watching, or silent.
United Methodist Church, you could see that there were some small choirs, bigger choirs. There was diversity in color, and we have women that are DS. We have men that are DS, district superintendents. And so I thank you for allowing us to be able to show that. And I think we are past 12, but we're going to stand and sing one verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem. Stand as you are able, and we'll sing this as we leave. Only. Continue to celebrate Christmas and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to see Bruce here. It's good to have the girls here. It's good to see all of you. Again, Merry Christmas. Go in God's peace. Amen.